It's time now for Super Psychologist, Dr. Mara Karpel, and your golden years.
Good evening and welcome to Dr. Mara Karpel and your golden years this evening and every Sunday evening at 5 p.m. Central Time and at 6 p.m. Eastern Time right here on blogtalkradio.com and on drmarakarpel.com. And today is Sunday, February the 4th, and I'm broadcasting live in New York City. It's kind of cold here in New York, snowed a little bit. And Art Mendoza, Accomplice Entertainment producer of this program, is back in warm and beautiful Austin, Texas, making the show run. And we have another really great show for you this evening, as we usually do. Coming up after the break in a few minutes, we'll be joined from Chicago by Catherine Schoaf. RN, Certified Accessible Travel Specialist, and owner and CEO of Cruise Planners. And she'll be telling us about travel cruises for people with dementia and neurological disorders and their family caregivers. And then later in the program, a friend of the show from the musical duo Ragtop, Jim Oliphant, will be joining us from Virginia, and we'll be playing some of their music. And along the way, I will be talking about forgiveness of our critics and how important that is. Now, throughout this evening's program, we will have time to take your questions. So if you have any questions or comments for me or for my guests, please feel free to give a call. The toll-free number is 855-345-4720. That's 855-345-4720. Email. I'm not doing Twitter anymore for this. You can email your questions to me, and I will read them on the air as long as you get them to me while the guest is still here. And my email address is Dr. Mara, that's D-R-M-A-R-A at drmarakarpel.com, drmarakarpel.com. And you can hear this evening's program again by going to my website. And the link to the podcast will be posted later tonight, along with all of the website links given by my guests on the program. And that's at drmarakarpel.com. Again, that's drmarakarpel.com. And you can hear the podcast in as soon as 5 minutes after the program ends by going directly to blogtalkradio.com/yourgoldenyears. And for information about this program from previous shows, to listen to previous programs, you can go to my website or you can go directly to blogtalkradio.com/yourgoldenyears. And on my website, you can also read all of my blogs from Huffington Post and ThriveGlobal.com, find out more about my upcoming book that's coming out this year, The Passionate Life, and you can watch videos of interviews that I've done with the guests from this show who have been live in the Austin studio. And if you follow me on Facebook at my radio show page, Dr. Mara Karpel, Your Golden Years, you'll get all of the information about upcoming programs right before the program goes live. And you'll also get to read my blogs as soon as they're published. And if you go to my my book Facebook page, The Passionate Life by Dr. Mara Karpel, you can read all of the caregiver tips in my series, Caregiver Tips for Caregivers Near and Far, and also find out all of the latest in my upcoming book and when it will be ready for you to purchase it, hopefully soon. And if this is the first time that you're tuning in, I'm a licensed psychologist from New York City practicing in Austin, Texas, and in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas. And I work with adults of all ages and have a specialty of working with seniors and with caregivers and for the past few years have also been evaluating veterans for PTSD. And part of the time, my office is in the wonderful Veterans Resource Center, Heroes Night Out, which is located in Cedar Park, Texas. And for information about this really great resource for veterans and for veterans' families, you can check out their website at heroesnightout.org. Want to contact me? Do you have a question or something that you think I should know about? Send me an email. Again, that's drmara@drmaracorpell.com through my website, or give me a call at 512-626-6973. This evening's program is produced by Accomplice Entertainment, Postal Productions, and Psyched Up Productions, and sponsored by Dr. Ronald DeVere, neurologist, memory specialist, and author of the book, Memory Lost, Everything You Want to Know But Forget to Ask. To make an appointment with Dr. DeVere at his memory clinic in Lakeway, Texas, or to purchase a copy of his book, you can call him at 512-261-7909 or send him an email to rdevere, that's R-D-E-V-E-R-E, at austin.rr.com. And his book is also available on Amazon. And this evening's program is also sponsored by StoryHouse. StoryHouse gathers your stories and turns them into multimedia collections that can be shared now and for generations to come. Have StoryHouse over to conduct a private interview in your home or invite them to your next big event or family reunion. StoryHouse, where your memories live. Find out more at yourstoryhouse.com or call 512-296-8752. Okay, so we're going to take a brief break. Don't go anywhere. After the break, Catherine Schultz will be joining us to talk about possible cruises. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Super Psychologist Dr. Mara Karpel will be back after words from our sponsors.
Are you or a loved one a Medicare beneficiary? Help save you and Medicare money by stopping Medicare fraud. Fraud happens when Medicare is billed for services or supplies you never receive. There are three easy things you can do to fight fraud. Review your Medicare claims for accuracy, protect your personal information, and be on the lookout for suspicious activity. For more information or to report fraud, call Medicare at 1-800-MEDICARE or your local SHIP counselor at the Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-252-9240.
Worried about memory loss? Dr. Ronald DeVere, certified neurologist and director of Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders in Lakeway, has been helping those with dementia and memory loss for over 12 years, specializing in the diagnosis, treatment, and counseling of those with memory loss and dementia. Dr. DeVere also has a book to reduce your worry and fear by knowing the facts. Memory Loss, Everything You Want to Know But Forget to Ask, available now on Amazon.com. Dr. Ronald DeVere, Alzheimer's Disease and Memory Disorders Center in Lakeway, and his book, Memory Loss, Everything You Want to Know But Forget to Ask. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 512-261-7900.
Please visit us on the web at www.drmaracarpell.com.
And we're back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Karpel in your golden years on blogtalkradio.com and on drmaracarpell.com. And now joining us on the phone from Chicago, we have RN and Certified Accessible Travel Specialist and owner and CEO of Cruise Planners, Catherine Schultz. Good evening, Kathy.
Good evening. It's so wonderful to get to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being on the program this evening.
I am so happy to be involved.
How are things in Chicago?
It is snowing. It is snowing aggressively.
Okay.
It's very beautiful, but it's treacherous for all of the clients that I seek so aggressively to serve. So
I bet.
It's a mixed bag at the moment.
Right. Yeah, it snowed a little bit here in New York today, but nothing really stuck. So I'm hoping that's the case for the rest of my trip here. So, Kathy, maybe you can tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I am a neurological geriatric nursing specialist. I worked for years facilitating home health, hospice, senior housing at an executive level, management level, for seniors, for their families, answering questions, dealing with issues every day. All I did was put out fires and solve the immediate issue at hand. Medications, location, doctor visits. Not that it was bad. It's just somewhere I wanted there to be more. I wanted there to be a way that all of these clients and their families, their caregivers, could still enjoy life. Mm-hmm. And so I purchased a franchise through Cruise Planners American Express, and I own Elite Cruises and Vacations, LLC, through Cruise Planners American Express, which I chose that due to the pricing advantages. And I now facilitate travel for dementia-friendly cruise groups with conferences, accessible travel groups. I travel with, accompany the cruise groups that are dementia-friendly and or accessible, along with a staff of trained professionals, whether they are mobility specialists, physical therapists, dementia specialists, you know, groups of people depending upon the specific needs of the group that's traveling. Not for a immediate one-on-one caregiver conversation, but to be there to solve the problems, to answer the questions, to facilitate a happy experience for the caregivers and the clients that I seek to serve.
I so love that, you know, that you have started this to bring more joy into people's lives. It sounds like, you know, as you describe, it's all about making sure that everybody's taken care of, which is really important, but joy is also a really important part of life, no matter where you are along the stage in life.
And that's how it all happened, Mara. I just came to the realization that I wanted to offer an opportunity for there to be more. Many of our clients have memory loss, memory deficits, but they do experience all of the happiness in the moment. And I have been privileged to see clients dance with their wives for the first time in 20 years.
Mm.
I mean, literally, I can tear up telling you. I don't mean to sound like an emotional sap, but it's so awesome to see the wife after 50 years be able to see that spark in him again. And
mm-hmm.
the joy of just sharing a burger. We have dining arrangements together so that our caregivers don't have to be apologizing or embarrassed because their loved one cannot order appropriately in a dining room, or that possibly the soup is not eaten in the appropriate manner, because everyone at the table is in the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
We travel together, and I mean, I don't go hunt people down if they're not available. If they're not there at breakfast, I don't go pounding on the door. Where are you guys? But on the other hand, they have my cabin phone number, and they know how to get a hold of me if they have a problem. They know that I will come and help.
Mm-hmm.
We always use cruise lines that provide all sorts of extra services, such as free room service, including hot chocolate chip cookies and milk before bed.
Nice.
So we just try to make the caregivers have options, provide options and opportunities for everyone to, like you said, enjoy life. I do have a cruise now that's going to go in May, out of New England up to New England, that will have a certified dementia activities director and an assistant on it, and we will provide some respite. We will
mm-hmm.
actually be able to keep an eye on the clients and let the caregivers go to the spa for 2 hours, go to the pool for 2 hours. You know, give them a real break, and I feel very confident that we can safely execute caring for the clients that would be within our care for a couple hours, and everyone will be able to have an increased opportunity to enjoy the environment.
Right. So then in order for family members to have respite, they don't necessarily have to bring a caregiver with them, it sounds like.
Correct. Well, in that situation, on that particular cruise, I have that lined up this time. In general, we do ask them to travel with, if they need additional hands-on care for bathing or dressing, then they need to bring, you know, an additional caregiver, meaning family or friends. I do have many clients that hire home health that actually travel with an additional home health aide so that they have the freedom to, you know, to have someone watch their loved one and still go enjoy the trip to a greater extent.
Right.
So I have all those options prepared in my little bag of tricks for people that ask or to just problem solve with each individual family. This is a labor-intensive conversation because I feel like every family has a different story. There is no cookie-cutter answers. And
sure.
I spend a lot of time listening to the family's needs and wants, and then we figure out how it works for them.
Well, that's really amazing. You know, that you're able to come up with custom plans for people, you know, with high needs.
Absolutely. Sometimes we even have hospital beds, Hoyer lifts delivered to the ship so that the families can still take their loved ones. They can still be cared for appropriately. I have a client that will be going in June over to Bermuda. He has a hospital bed, a Hoyer lift. He's traveling with an LPN and an aide.
Mm-hmm.
And he and his wife will be in a separate cabin, but all of their medical, physical needs will be met. And, you know, there's no reason he cannot go. It just has to be arranged ahead of time, planned and taken care of so that he's confident. And I'm certain that we have all of the bases covered. We'll be fine. He'll be just,
right.
He'll do great. Absolutely. There's no reason he cannot go.
So who is this for? What type of traveler would this be for?
I do three different kinds of programs. The first one is dementia friendly, and literally someone in each of the family units generally has a memory deficit, whether it's dementia, Alzheimer's, you know, early to moderate stage.
Mm-hmm.
And we produce those group cruises sometimes with a conference, sometimes just as a group to go enjoy each other and have activities and socials and dinners together and so forth. And then I produce accessible travel options for clients that would need anything from, as I said, a hospital bed or a Hoyer lift, all the way down to possibly just a slow walker, rheumatoid arthritis that possibly needs a scooter so they can enjoy the environment, but take care of the physical needs so that they can enjoy the trip. All of that equipment and accommodation is easily accessible as long as we take care of it long before the trip ever begins. And then I do a lot of senior travel. Golden years travel. Now, then we've included all of those conversations. Now we've included some memory deficits. We've included a lot of mobility questions. And each individual family unit, we just take care of what they need. Sometimes they just need an adjoining cabin. They need, mom and dad need an adjoining cabin to the daughter and her husband. Sometimes they need, like I said, a nurse and a nurse's aide. Sometimes they are going to be just fine on their own. Sometimes they need a scooter delivered to the ship so that mom can get around more easily. Sometimes they need an elevated toilet seat, a detachable shower head, a shower chair, additional grab bars in the bathrooms. All of those kind of things are available, some of them at no cost. It just has to be arranged with the cruise line prior to getting onto that ship.
Right. Okay. So you have different cruises for different configurations of the population?
Generally, the answer to that's yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Some of them end up being mixed. Some of them are mixed because the senior ones end up being accessible and memory deficiencies. But
right.
the The senior groups are literally just groups that travel together and have fun and go on excursions and eat together. Mm-hmm. Many of the dementia-friendly cruises have a conference, educational forums, meetings, seminars with the trip.
Is that for the families?
They are generally for the family and the clients.
Okay.
We generally have workshops, activities, programming, music therapists, a senior Zumba specialist, physical therapists that are available so that all of the participants get to enjoy the programming and the cruise vacation.
Very nice. Very nice. So you mentioned New England and you mentioned Bermuda. Where else do you go?
We are going to Alaska. We're going to take a large group out of Seattle round trip up to Alaska in September. That will be a full conference and seminars, and it is dementia friendly. And that's exciting. It's just very exciting to watch the dementia clients interact with each other and with their families. I just love those events. So I have a dementia-friendly cruise going out of Boston up to New England in May, and a conference and cruise going out of Seattle up to Alaska in September.
Mm-hmm.
And we have senior groups going up to Alaska and out of Los Angeles down to the Mexican Riviera and out of Fort Lauderdale to the Eastern Caribbean.
Very nice. So do people actually get off the ship?
Yes, they do. Most of them do. Not necessarily for the duration of the time that it is in port, but most of them get off. Now, I'm very cautious and try not to book ships that require a tender, meaning that you have to get onto a little tiny ship boat and then be transferred over to the shore. That happens in some ports depending upon the destinations, and sometimes it's unavoidable. But if the ship docks and there is a ramp and just simply walk or roll off, yes, most of our clients get off. We do have some accompanied excursions where myself and or one of my staff will be on that excursion so that, you know, if there's a problem or they need and they have an issue, then someone's there to help.
Right.
We try not to send them off, but I also do not restrict them. If they want to go off on their own, if they want to go with their family, I do not chase them down. This is not school. This is a fun vacation, but I want to make sure that people know that those options are available and the opportunities to have someone go with them if they choose.
Right, because I would imagine some of the ports may not be as accessible as your ship is.
Exactly, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And Alaska is, and New England are both notorious for that, to be honest with you, because we have a lot of beautiful little cobblestone paths and little narrow steps and precious little walkways, and all of those things are not necessarily accessible friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't follow the ADA, and it's not adequately appropriate to encourage them to get off. And so sometimes we just stay on the ship and enjoy activities on the ship. And then we do an extra Zumba class, and we have an extra activity session, and we go to a wine tasting experience. You know, we just experience something else on the ship instead of taking the high risk of someone falling.
Okay. Well, I've seen the pictures of those Alaska cruises, and it sure looks like you can see a lot of beautiful scenery right from the ship.
You can see the vast majority of what you go to Alaska to see from the ship, including the whales and the puffins and the majestic icebergs and so forth. Exactly.
Yeah.
They really do not have to get off, and they do not have to spend the money. Would not be mandatory to have a balcony cabin in order to see, because there are many, many venues from the ship that you can sit in enclosed glass and see out and stay warm and be able to see and experience all of those things.
Right.
And, you know, the whales are just so magnificent. and you can see them from the ship. You do not have to have a special accommodation or get off.
Very nice. It's just I want to go.
Well, you are more than welcome. It is honestly it has changed my professional outlook.
Mm-hmm.
It has changed my professional view of how we go forward, because it changes people's lives.
In what way does it do that? I'm curious.
It changes because I've seen dementia clients that haven't honestly been interacting with their families for years. I've seen things like music and programming events be able to open up their memories and their experiences, and they are all of a sudden able to be in touch with what they love and care about again. And I've sat there and watched it happen.
I've
watched them enjoy meals together with other clients with dementia. They may not know his name, but that's my buddy. And I'm not sitting at this table till my buddy comes. Where is he?
Uh-huh.
And then they sit down together and they enjoy the meal. And they almost have a nonverbal ability to communicate with each other. They know that it's okay.
Right.
And as a registered nurse, as a neurology nurse, I couldn't explain why they can do that, but I've seen it happen. And I've seen them order the same food and then eat it. And the wife is sitting there, he would never eat asparagus soup. Well, he likes it today because his buddy likes it.
Right.
It's just,
wow.
it's wonderful. Yes, yes.
Very nice. How long have these cruises been going on? How long have you been doing this?
I have been working with groups, with senior groups, for almost 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But the dementia focus has been my passion for about 2 years now.
Okay. All right. So you've got a lot of experience with this.
I have a lot of experience with the accessibility and with the seniors. I have I have an ATP, so as an adaptive technology professional, that's a certification that I have aside from the travel issues. You know, that gives me the ability to make recommendations and make certain that I've provided the opportunity to be as safe as possible. There's never a guarantee that they won't fall, but I have the ability to provide the pieces to the puzzle to give us the best chance.
Right. Well, you know, there's never a guarantee, even if somebody's in the most protected environment, you know, in a memory care unit,
Oh, absolutely. I literally had one fall down out of the shower and break her pelvis.
Oh, boy.
I mean, inside of the facility, absolutely. There's no guarantees, of course.
Right.
And I just feel so much better about my life, providing something for them to get to experience that's amazing and fun and wonderful, and giving them that opportunity to still enjoy life, is still experience good stuff.
So are there any people that you would say, you know, not a good idea to come on this ship?
Anyone that would have an aggressive tendency,
okay,
would be somebody that I would want to have a very careful conversation with the power of attorney and the family.
Mm-hmm.
But now I have many times used the physicians on the ship, but I've used them for things like a UTI, constipation, indigestion. You know, we do not have access to, even though I many times travel with a neurologist that is speaking on the conference, we're not going to get medications changed and adjusted in the middle of the ocean. So
right.
We need to make sure that meds are working and the current regime, everyone's stable.
Now, I did just get a question from a listener who asks, What size group do you usually take out?
It varies tremendously. Somewhere between 50 and 150.
Wow.
I use moderate-sized ships, as small as possible, to be honest with you, in many cases, so that we don't have, you know, just to decrease confusion and anxiety.
Sure.
But we, however, whatever size it ends up being for each individual event, we will still eat together. We will have common activities together. We'll have an opening cocktail party together. And the idea is to let the caregivers interact with each other. You know, the, that support, and that support is more valuable than anything I could ever say. I can stand up in front of the room and talk for 50 minutes, and I will never be as valuable as the caregiver that's sitting next to her.
Right, right.
You know, I have been in the caregiver role, but at the moment, I don't struggle with that every day. And the people that do have an amazing to be that a special support that is just immeasurable.
So you guys take over the whole ship? You don't have any other passengers on the ship?
We do. We do not. We have not done, no, we are not. I have not even attempted to have a group of that size. I am comfortable at under 200. That's it. I do not ever want to overextend the ability of myself and my staff.
No, I mean, are you the only group that's on the ship?
No, there would be many other passengers on there.
Oh, there are. Okay.
Just be a part of that ship.
I see. But you have your own area where everybody can find each other easily.
Correct. We have conference space blocked on all of these ships. And we have the dining room in a particular location, same table, same place, same waiters every night. And particular rooms blocked off for specific events that would be scheduled ahead of time, and everyone knows where and when they are.
Right.
But the conference space where we actually would have meetings or classes or activities will be the same spot, the same ship every day.
To eliminate confusion.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And we try really hard not to interfere with the cruise. You know, the going to Alaska is an amazing bucket list, multi-generational experience. I don't want to monopolize their time to the point that they don't get to experience Alaska.
Right.
So the conferences are established in and around what the ship's itinerary looks like.
Sure. So how do people find out about this? How do they're interested in finding out what cruises you have, and if they're, you know, if this is something that might work for them, what's the best way they can find out?
Well, my direct phone line is area code 219-608-2002, and that will get me. If I don't answer, leave me a message, and I will definitely return the call as soon as possible. And I also have a full web site with the current group activities, you know, listed and defined. And that is www.elite, E-L-I-T-E, cruises, C-R-U-I-S-E-S, A-N-D, vacations, V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N-S, travel, T-R-A-V-E-L. .com.
Okay. I will post that on my web post about this show later tonight. So if people didn't get that, you know, get their pen quickly enough, that'll be there and they'll be able to click on it if they look later this evening. So you have all the listings of the upcoming cruises and prices and
yes,
all the programs
absolutely.
Involved.
There's- Each of the events that are currently booked for 18 are on the home page with a button, and then when you open the page, the pricing includes the cruise and the conference, if there's a conference involved with that particular one. It's all inclusive, and it's all detailed with the kind of cabin, and most of the activities and agendas and so forth are listed also.
Mm-hmm. Well, this just sounds wonderful. I'm sure it, in addition to the person who, with dementia or who needs the accessibility, enjoying it, I'm sure that family members must absolutely love the opportunity to be able to travel with the with their loved one.
Prayerfully, they have a renewed belief that it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
This still goes. Let's still take grandma. Let's all go for her 90th birthday, and let's all go. And we're taking grandma, and it's going to be okay. We can do this. Yes.
That's just wonderful. I love it. I love this. So I'm going to post that information on my website, and thank you so much for coming on the program, and let's stay in touch, because I'd love to have you come back on.
Thank you so much. I would love to. I really appreciate the opportunity, and I'm always so happy to just answer questions. Problems solve and answer questions. It's not a problem.
Great. Well, thank you, and enjoy your travel.
I will. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful evening. Thanks so much,
right.
You guys.
All right. You mm-hmm. too. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So we're going to take a quick break, and we have lots more to come, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Are you or a loved one a Medicare beneficiary? Help save you and Medicare money by stopping Medicare fraud. Fraud happens when Medicare is billed for services or supplies you never receive. There are three easy things you can do to fight fraud. Review your Medicare claims for accuracy, protect your personal information, and be on the lookout for suspicious activity. For more information or to report fraud, call Medicare at 1-800-MEDICARE or your local SHIP counselor at the Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-252-9241.
Please visit us on the web at www.drmaricarpell.com.
And we are back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Carpell and Your Golden Years on blogtalkradio.com and on drmaracarpell.com. And before I go on to talk about my topic, I just want to say that I absolutely love those cruises, that whole idea of it, and really fits in with what I talk about on this program and what I've written about in my blog and in my upcoming book about enjoying life no matter what age. So following your dreams. And if you're 90 years old and your dream is to take a cruise and see Alaska, now there's a way to do that, even if you might have some mobility problems or memory problems. So I'm really, really excited about that. And again, as I said, I'm going to post the information to contact Kathy on my web post later tonight so you can check it out. Okay, so let me just give you a little bit of news. I'm here in New York, as I mentioned, and today I had a very lovely lunch meeting with someone who I have arranged to come on the show. Really interesting story, and really like amazing story. So I will keep you updated on that as we add the guests to the schedule. And I've been scheduling more guests, so just keep track of what upcoming show is coming up, what show's coming up by going to blogtalkradio.com and my website, and if you stay tuned on my Facebook page, then every week you'll get the update about who's coming up on the next show. And speaking of my website and updates, today, right before the show, in fact, I posted my latest in a series of tips for caregivers near and far. And today was tip number 9, which is related to the topic I'm going to talk about, and that is The tip is forgiving the critics and moving on. So if you read the tip for caregivers, it's very specific for caregivers. But this evening I'm going to talk about forgiving your critics for everyone, including caregivers, but also everyone else. And you can see all of the tips by going to my website, and it's listed under publications and blogs as well as radio shows. I put it everywhere pretty much on my website. And the book page also, I post it there. So you can see those tips. Follow me on Facebook at my radio site, Dr. Mara Karpel, Your Golden Years, and on my book Facebook page, The Passionate Life by Dr. Mara Karpel. You get those, the link to the tips as soon as I post them on my website. And you also get the link to my blog. And my last blog was a few weeks ago, the beginning of January. So there's a new blog coming out that is published in Arianna Huffington's online magazine called ThriveGlobal.com. And so all of my blogs are on my website, and I post them all on my Facebook pages. All right. So what I wanted to talk about was forgiving the critics. So, you know, I've written a blog about this. I've written about it in my book, but I think it's really worth repeating. And you can read about it in more detail when my book comes out. I have a whole chapter about it. But, you know, we all want to be accepted by people. We all want to be loved. We want everybody to love us. We want to please people. That's most of us, at least, have that feeling. We don't like to have people criticize us. But a lot of times when we're following our dreams, in particular, people will try to stop us by criticizing and using that. And I guess that's kind of a manipulation in a way. If you criticize someone who doesn't like criticism, it's a way of, and, you know, sometimes it's family members and friends who are fearful about what we're doing. Maybe they're afraid that we're taking risks. And, you know, it's important to listen to constructive criticism, and maybe they're noticing something that might be too big of a risk. You know, we have to kind of weigh the risks, cost-benefit, right? If you're following your dream, then you want to make sure that somehow you have some income coming in. So you might not quit your day job yet. You might start your dream on your own spare time. If you're really devoted to it, then it doesn't feel like work, and you enjoy doing it on your spare time. And when it starts to generate some income, you can gradually move away from perhaps work that you're ready to leave and pursue your dream more heavily. And there may come a point where you have to make that decision that this is the time that I have to make that leap. I really feel like I can bring an income coming, and I can't keep my old job. Okay, so people are going to get scared, and that's understandable. And so, again, listening to people and constructive criticism and weighing what they say, that's healthy. But when people are assaultive in their comments, and they're really nasty in the things that they say, and they're really trying to stop you from following your dreams, or maybe you just disagree with their view of the world and they become nasty, that's a problem. And the question is, are you going to put your own self-worth and feelings of joy and fulfillment into those people's hands? Are you going to feel bad every time somebody says something nasty to you? Because if you do that, then you're never, you know, it's really going to be hard to feel good, because there are always going to be people who have something to say that's not so nice. And Tasha Silver wrote in her book, Outrageous Openness, if everyone loves you, you're probably playing way too safe. If you're real, at least a few people might be annoyed. A little criticism can sometimes be an awfully good sign. It means that you are living in authenticity. If people are a little bit critical, as I said, a little criticism might be a good sign, but sometimes people go way too far. And maybe this reflects on our comfort on social media, where we're sitting behind a computer screen and we feel brave enough to say nasty things that we would never say to a person's face. And, I think that actually is starting to translate into face-to-face interactions, but people are getting so comfortable with that that bluntness and even nastiness that even when they see people in person, they can be real nasty. So how do we deal with that? What do we do? Especially, it's easier to push it aside when it's somebody who you don't know or somebody who's not a big part of your life. But what if it's coming from your friends or your family or your partners? David Ricco, who was on my program last year, Dr. David Ricco, psychologist, he wrote in his book, The Four Truths, that one of the absolute truths that we cannot change is that people are not loving and loyal all the time. And that applies even to our closest relationships, that our close relationships, people are not all, those people who are mostly loving and loyal have their off moments, where they can be kind of nasty or saying that hurts our feelings. And once we accept that this is true, that this is an absolute truth, that they are not going to be loving all the time, we won't be disappointed when it happens. When those people that are dear to us do say something opposite to what we might consider to be loving. And what he recommends for preventing hurt feelings is if you're having an argument with a loved one, to keep the focus on the disagreement that you're discussing rather than personally attacking each other and saying real nasty things. As he said, the choice in communication is between two approaches: adult problem solving with the focus on the issue, or an ego competitive or defensive style with focus on winning, self-assertion, and not losing face. And the second approach is more likely to lead to feeling bitter and holding on to anger. But no matter how much we try to prevent it, there will be times that hurtful criticisms are made and that they really do sting. They get to our core. We kind of have to remind ourselves what Don Miguel Ruiz wrote in his book, The Four Agreements: don't take anything personally. Nothing others do is because of you. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality. So when someone says something nasty to you, it has to do more with them than it does with you. So I specifically talked about this in the tips for caregivers in terms of, caregivers very often, they're really trying their best and other people around them will tell them that they're not doing it right, that they should be doing something else or are very critical of them. So, this applies very much to caregivers. And so, and I talk a little bit more specifically about caregivers in the blog. But we also need to ask ourselves, if we've gotten caught up in being right, if we've made personal attacks as well. You know, everybody has an ego, and the ego thrives on proving that we're right. But, you know, you need to remind yourself that the thrill of winning an argument, if you actually win the argument, is really only momentary. And it doesn't bring joyfulness other than that initial feeling of, ha-ha, I won. And it doesn't bring peace to the world. It doesn't change people's minds. Instead, it serves to increase our unhappiness and our separation from each other. And it eats away at our time, and it eats away at our energy to be able to follow our dreams, or to be able to help other people. We're so focused on trying to win arguments and prove that we're right. And a lot of times, the arguments are really false. We get a false view that everything is either black or white. And so one person's arguing black and the other person's arguing white, when really it's usually something in between. It's usually in the gray zone. And, you know, a lot of people are uncomfortable with that gray zone because it there's a lot of unknowns there. But if we are able to understand that there's something in between and we stop thinking about who's right or wrong, then we might be able to actually come together and find a common ground. As the Sufi poet Rumi wrote, out beyond the ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. So, you know, we can have closer relationships when we stop arguing or stop taking things personally and trying to prove that we're right. And sometimes we have to forgive people when they actually say things that are nasty. Forgiving is not for the other person. Forgiving is for ourselves. When we release the anger, we release the grudge, and we forgive people, then it takes a lot of weight off of us. There's a lot of heaviness holding on to a grudge. There's a lot of energy that is caught up in keeping us angry at someone. And if we can let that go and release the anger, we're more able to feel joyful and to feel peaceful and to improve our health, because holding on to anger has been linked to many health conditions. And we can actually have more energy to be able to follow our dreams. And I know it's easier said than done sometimes. We don't always want to forgive. But just having the intention of forgiving and understanding that we want to, the benefits of forgiving and knowing that we want to forgive is a huge first step in forgiveness. And just remember that forgiving someone for something that they've done or said that is hurtful doesn't say that it's okay that they did that or that they said that. It's not condoning it. It's saying, I'm going to let it go because I know that we're all doing our best at every moment, and sometimes the best isn't always that good, and maybe their best can be a little bit better after a little while, after they learn, right? Oprah always says, when you know better, you do better. And if not, then forgiveness doesn't mean you have to hang out with that person. Forgiveness is about just letting go and letting the wounds heal. So on that note, I'm going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to listen to some great music of the musical duo Ragtop, and we'll talk more about forgiveness on the next program. So don't go anywhere. We have some great music for you. We'll be right back.
Worried about memory loss? Dr. Ronald DeVere, certified neurologist and director of Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders in Lakeway, has been helping those with dementia and memory loss for over 12 years, specializing in the diagnosis, treatment, and counseling of those with memory loss and dementia. Dr. DeVere also has a book to reduce your worry and fear by knowing the facts. Memory loss, everything you want to know but forget to ask, available now on Amazon.com. Dr. Ronald DeVere, Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders center in Lakeway, and his book, Memory Loss, everything you want to know but forget to ask. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 512-261-7909.
In the cool of the evening, when everything is getting kind of groovy, I'd call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me.
Virginia, Jim Oliphant and Renee Oliphant of Ragtop. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Great. How are you?
We're doing well. Doing well up here in Virginia. A little snow this evening, but we're all well and safe and good.
Yeah, I'm up here in New York, actually, today.
Oh,
so
right.
We got a little snow also here. I'm here visiting for my mom's 89th birthday. So.
Oh, wonderful. Well, happy birthday to her.
Yes. So what's been going on with you guys? What's new since the last time you were on the program?
Oh, we've kept busy. We've been playing again about our usual number of shows for the year, working with another agent that's worked us into North Carolina a little heavy. We're still staying put on the Eastern Coast right now. We're kind of spoiled that way. All of our kids and grandkids were fortunate enough to live right here in Roanoke, so we like to play music, but we like to be around our grandkids too, so we stay kind of close to home. But we've
sure.
had a good year. It's been really good. The CD did well. We begin recording our next one. Will be a digital release. It'll be coming out in the spring, and
mm-hmm.
we just have a couple of songs left for that one. So we've kept busy performing and playing and doing very well.
Great. So was this song that we just played, the Pizza, is that on the new CD?
That will be on the digital release that we're doing. That was just a favorite of ours that we live loop that when we play that out, and we do it kind of inverted from what you normally would do. We love the song. It's a great Atlantic rhythm section song, and I play the guitar, rhythm, and bass on that, and Renee was able to do her own background vocals in the studio, which was really nice. But normally what we'll do when we perform that live is we'll just start with some a lead riff and then play the rhythm and work right into the song like you normally would with an acoustic duo, I guess. But what I've done is I'm looping the rhythm while I'm playing it. So when I get to the break, play the looped rhythm and it records it and just plays it back for me and continues to repeat it. Then I can play the bass over that, record it, continue to play it back, and then I can noodle around with some lead and have some fun. And then I cut out of that, and Renee comes back in, and then I get to jam my way out at the end, coming back into that loop. So it's kind of fun to perform live. But we wanted to do that one specifically just because it's always been a favorite of ours. And we do have a video of that. We put a video out with that, and it's on our website, the main homepage at www.myragtop.com. You can check out the studio video of that song as well.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah, I love when I see the musicians do the live loops. That's just, it's almost like another instrument.
It adds a lot to our performance with just the two of us. And I play a stomp box as well, so I get to have kind of a kick drum effect up there while I'm playing. But we really enjoyed it. It adds a lot of depth to the performance. But this is one of our favorite songs to use it on in a live performance.
And you sent us another song, People Get Ready. Is that also on your new digital release?
Yeah, that will be on the digital release. And that song, we recorded at the same studio. And on that song, Renee sings vocals. Of course, she does her lead, and in the studio was able to do background vocals for herself. She also plays a tar drum and a finger shaker on that. So we've got a little something else going on. And then I'm looping lead, rhythm, and bass on that as well. That song has a particular fondness to both of us. It means more than just the song. We started out playing with some bands when we tried to launch this project, and we got to play with some incredible musicians. And one of them was named Henry Hancock. And at the time, Henry was playing bass with us, and a gentleman named Gary Kelly was playing drums. And we were just rehearsing one day, actually working on this song, People Get Ready. And Henry stopped us and said, "Hey, wait a minute." And he played a couple of the riffs, started singing Waiting on the World to Change by John Mayer. And we thought, well, that's kind of cool, and didn't think much else of it. But later on, we started thinking about doing some medleys and thought about including that. Unfortunately, Henry got sick and was hospitalized, and Henry passed away in December of 2016. And at a very young age, he was only 54, and a very talented musician and a well-loved performer. But we wanted to do the song then as a dedication to Henry. So we actually have a place in the middle of the song where we're continuing with the People Get Ready, and we add the Waiting for the World to Change in there. And ironically, it lays in there just really nice. And not only melodically, but the meaning of the two songs just has such a weight to it as well that's what that one was about. We felt, again, that just is something we wanted to put out on this digital release.
Very nice. Yeah, I could see how the words, the lyrics would kind of go together, those two songs.
Just a really nice background on both of them.
Mm-hmm.
The People Get Ready goes way back now. That was back to Curtis Mayfield, The Impressions, back in 1965, showing my age. But I loved the song when it came out, and it was a song of hope. There was some really, within 1 week, there were some exciting things going on, and then there were some things that weren't as there was the historic march in Washington. There was a lot going on with equal rights. Unfortunately, followed up just weeks later by the bombing of the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham. And I think Curtis Mayfield felt like that things were moving the right way, but slowly. But there was this train coming, this chance for redemption, that there was a change kind of in the air. And I just love that sentiment and that feeling. And then, of course, John Mayer's Waiting on the World to Change is the other way. He said it was about the indifference of his generation, that, you know, it's just not happening. And I thought, my gosh, here's a generation that fought so hard for equal rights and for so many things, and here's a generation of indifference. And to kind of merge those together just felt like, they just felt right. It's something that we just said, yeah, that's the way that song's got to be played and arranged.
Okay, well, hang on the line. I'm going to ask Art to play a little bit of that, and then we'll come back and talk a little more.
Great, thank you.
Okay.
To hear the diesel coming, you For the train to Jordan is picking up passengers from coast to coast. Faith is the key, open the doors and for them there's room for all among the loved the most. Yeah.
All right. Beautiful. I saw how you did that with the.
Thank you. Thank you.
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here. It just felt so right to merge that like that. And I'd say the timing felt right, too. We were recording that. It felt like things were just changing, regressing in a way that, you know, we were remembering hiding under our desk in grade school, practicing for, you know, nuclear drills and atomic drills and things, and thought, oh, no, here we go again. You know, the world's filled with threats of war and divisiveness and violence and hatred, and thought, man, it's time for these songs again from the 60s to speak again. But the music doesn't happen in a vacuum. It's influenced by everything going on around it, and it influences everything going on around it. So it felt right, and I think we're going to be doing reflecting more on some of the 60s songs for the rest of the release, too.
Mhm. Wonderful. I agree. You know, music is a tool of change.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been powerful throughout all our history. So
very powerful.
Well, we appreciate you playing that song and getting word out on it. It's available too. If people like that song, would like to get it. I'd love to mention that our website again, myragtop.com. It's just RAGTOP, like the convertible ragtop. On myragtop.com, if they join our mailing list on the first page, they can download that song absolutely free. And then they can also keep up with where we're playing when this digital release comes out. They'll be the first to know about it and have an opportunity to download it.
Awesome. Great. So I'm going to mention that on the web post. So do you have any upcoming concerts that you want to let people know about?
Well, we've got a full schedule. It's posted on the site as well.
Okay.
We have a show section on there that'll give information about the venues and the shows, where we're playing, and we're ramping up again. We had a few weeks off the first of the year to take care of some personal business and kind of catch our breath, and everything's ramped up again, so we're going full speed ahead. But if they'd like to check us out at myragtop.com, right at the top of the page, they can check out our show schedule, our music, some of the causes we support. You can learn a little bit about our background and watch a lot of our videos as well. So that's a great place to jump off and find out more about Ragtop.
Awesome. So again, I'll post that link. So thank you so much for coming back on the show. It's always a pleasure to talk to you guys and to hear your music.
Thanks for having us. I hope you have a good, safe trip back home to Texas as well. And happy birthday again to your mom.
Yes.
That's awesome. You said
89? Yeah, 89.
That's wonderful,
yep.
Man.
Yep. And all right. Well, we'll talk to you again when you sounds like you guys are always up to something new.
Trying to keep going.
Get
the digital release ready. We'll reach out again when it's all done.
Great. Please do. And you have a good evening.
Okay, thank you so much, Doctor. Have a good evening.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
All right. So that wraps up another program. And before we get off the air, I just want to let everybody know what's coming up in the next couple of weeks. Next week, our main guest will be a surprise. But our musical guest will be Tiffany Tizel, who will be joining us from right here, actually, in New York. But I'll be back in Texas, and she'll be telling us about her musical history, and we'll be playing some of her original music, including her latest single. And Laura Galazunis will report in from the retirement paradise, Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, to tell us what the retirees are up to. And more. And if you want to hear tonight's program again and read the information from the show, get the link to all the websites that our guests talked about on the program, go to my website, drmarakarpel.com, drmarakarpel.com. And be sure to follow me on Facebook to find out all of the latest information about the show, my book, my blogs. And that's Dr. Mara Karpel, Your Golden Years, and also my book Facebook page, The Passionate Life by Dr. Mara Karpel. And you can listen to this evening's program in as soon as 5 minutes from now by going directly to Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/Your Golden Years. This show was produced by Accomplice Entertainment, Postal Productions, and sponsored by neurologist and memory specialist Dr. Ronald DeVere and by Storyhouse. And special thanks to my guests, Catherine Shoaff, and to Renee and Jim Oliphant of Ragtop. And, of course, thank you, Art. Thank you all for listening. Have an inspiring week and a peaceful night. And remember, youth has no age. Good night, everyone.
Guidance offered by Dr. Karpel is not intended to replace the advice of your own physician or mental health specialist. Neither Dr. Karpel, her sponsors, nor this station assumes responsibility for the misuse of any of the information given on this show.